Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Sustainable Singapore on Money FM 89.3.
You are listening to Money FM 89.3. Turning trash into treasure. That is what the Ocean Purpose Project aims to do. It was founded just 2 years ago by Matilda De Silva. She's a former journalist, and some of you may know her as a Singapore Idol singer. They have a number of initiatives, and so far they've collected over 4,000 kilograms of plastic. They've planted over 200 seaweed and mussel lines and planted over 125 coral reef stars. To find out more, we're joined now by Matilda, who is the founder and CEO of Ocean Purpose Project. Matilda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rachel. You're hired. She's got all our numbers out there, all the impact outlined. I love it.
That's it. And Matilda, we actually just caught up 2 weeks ago at an awards ceremony.
That's right. I think it was the GGEF Women's Eco Fund Award. So I was like, whoa, they nominated me, and there's all these luminaries, like, you know, in the same room.
It was such an inspirational evening, wasn't it?
I love it. Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, I think it's so nice to be among a room of women working in various different sectors, you know, hearing stories from each other, how everybody has prevailed through COVID. I think it was something that I would love to attend a bit more frequently too.
It was
just for the dinner part and the sharing part, no?
The sharing was, the conversations that were taking place, it was absolutely fantastic. And that leads us on to the conversation that we need to have with you now in terms of what you've been doing with the Ocean Purpose Project. But let's rewind a bit, Matilda. How did this come about?
Great question, Rachel. I think, you know, a lot of people would recognize me from Singapore Idol or being a TV producer. You know, I used to dragon boat as well. So I was representing my country in a race in Boracay, the Philippines, over 3 days. We won a lot of medals. You know, we basically had a great party. But when I came back to Singapore, I was hospitalized and I developed autoimmune conditions. So my hair turned white. It's now dyed black. I'm wearing makeup now, but I'm actually, my face and my skin is half white and half brown. I developed vitiligo. I also developed a problem with walking and sometimes speaking, which is not great. If you're a Singapore Idol or, you know, or you're in front of the camera, like, you know, you are sometimes, it's a bit difficult, you know, having all of these things happen to you. And only in 2018, a friend of mine showed me an article that said that, you know, they were going to close Boracay, the island, because, you know, it was discovered that they had been pumping raw sewage, chemicals and all forms of waste into the touristic beaches that earned them billions in tourism revenue. And it was a big shock for me because I was like, what? What do you mean? I was just exposed for 3 days. How can that have completely changed my immune system? You know, and that's really what spurred me on to realize that, like, okay, yes, this is unfair. This has happened to me. But what about the millions of Southeast Asians who live by the coastline who are exposed to polluted oceans on a daily basis? Most of all, children who are feeling that polluted plastic and polluted oceans are normal, right? And so this is where Ocean Purpose Project began. But I didn't want it to just be something that raises awareness. You know, I wanted us to move. We do beach cleanups. I wanted to do more than that, which is also why we do the projects you mentioned, such as plastic to hydrogen. And we also do things such as using seaweed and mussels to protect fish farms in the north of Singapore, but to also turn that into a new form of 100% biodegradable.
Okay,
plastic.
Okay. Pause. Matilda, let's rewind because I just want to pick up on that point that you made about turning plastics into fuel. Because often on the show, we talk about the amount of plastics that there are in the ocean. We had Paul Foster on last Friday talking about the All Clear initiative as well. And he shared some phenomenal numbers in terms of the amount of plastics that that project has collected. But then you often wonder what happens to these projects. Are they these plastics? Are they recycled? What are they used for? But in a time when energy prices are so high, the concept of turning those plastics back into fuel, I mean, it makes sense, but how does it work? What are you doing?
Okay, so maybe if I can share a little bit more about the chemistry behind the work that we do. Ocean Purpose Project is raising funds to build the OPP PTF unit. Now, really, what that is a chemical recycling unit that is mobile. You could park it next to a landfill, you could put it next to a polluted ocean community, and it's able to convert ocean plastic into hydrogen and other forms of solid carbon. Now, imagine this. Let's have a think about the numbers. We're talking about billions of tons of ocean plastic that no government and no NGO or no company is interested in claiming. What do we do with that, and how do we turn that into the fuel of the future? You know, it's actually possible for us to be able to extract up to 97% of hydrogen from plastics in a lower cost method with even lower CO2 burden. I mean, imagine, right? Just this last year, the value of the hydrogen market was $129.85 billion. You know, we are even having countries that are exploring hydrogen as a form of fuel for trains, right? Where even I think in Japan, there is a fantastic example of how the world's first hydrogen hotel was launched in Kawasaki City in 2018, where about 30% of the hotel's energy needs are actually taken from waste plastics generated by the patrons of the hotel and turned into hydrogen. And that's where 30% of their energy mix comes from. So I don't think we are too far away. I must also caution and say that the science requires a massive amount of collaboration from the researchers in various institutes, from petrochemical companies, from hydrogen specialists, even from the plastics and the polymers industry. You know, we kind of have to move away from, you know, like all of the feel-good campaigns and get into the science and the operationalization of these kinds of projects.
So, Matilda, you mentioned that you're raising funds for this. Where are you now when it comes to this particular project? What's happening?
Well, we're going to be raising our funds in November. That will kickstart all of our fundraise efforts. Ocean Purpose Project will be speaking at COP27 together with the Singapore Pavilion. We're really thankful that Prime Minister's Office is selecting our little solution as a possible way for us to share with the rest of the world how we can actually clean up our oceans and turn that into energy and water.
That's phenomenal. And speaking of energy and water, you mentioned that it was the pollution and the contamination that you experienced that led to the condition that you had that then went on to lead to you starting up Ocean Purpose Project. And I know that you work on another initiative, just to kind of fast forward, because there's a lot we need to get through with you. And that is you work on seaweed lines, mussel lines to clean up the oceans. How exactly does that work, and what do you do at Ocean Purpose Project?
Right now I'm cleaned up good, but usually on any given day you will kind of see me in my OPP t-shirt floating on a kelong somewhere, you know, talking to uncles in a mix of English and Hokkien, you know, basically deploying our seaweed mussel lines. So to share with you, in the north of Singapore, where I'm from, Pasir Ris, you know, we have close to 60 fish farms that flank, you know, the entire town. Now, this beach town also has a magnificent array of seaweeds, close to 20 species. And some of them, through our work with James Cook University, we've also discovered that some of them are not existent in a DNA library, which could mean one of two things. Either one, you know, our research methodology is flawed, or second, we're discovering new species in this town.
So there's a
Now, why is this?
Matilda de Silva seaweed out there soon.
That'll be the best birthday present. But they absorb all of these chemical pollutants at sea. We make these curtains around the fish farms. And of course, that cannot be consumed. So, what can we do? We can actually turn that into bioremediation products and services, such as, I don't know, a plastic bag for Pasir Ris that is made out of 100% seaweed and mussels. Now, I'm pretty sure any auntie or uncle, right, will not be complaining about having to pay 20 cents for a bag that has a picture of our Kelong uncles on the front with two thumbs up saying, "Thank you for supporting me." And knowing that every plastic bag that they use, or bioplastic bag that they used, was actually helping our oceans, and not just that, also absorbing carbon from our seas and potentially helping to fight climate change. I mean, that's worth a 20 cents, I think, right?
So are these bags currently in production, or what's happening?
Not yet. You know, it's been really difficult for us. We started and then COVID hit. You know, and so it's really about us slowly trying to find our feet. Everything is opened up this year. This is also where at the end of last year was when we worked together with our Keelung partner and fish farm partner, Uncle Heng or Mr. Heng, where we've secured his entire Keelung with seaweed and mussel lines. Now it's about coming to a growing stage. Now it's also about measuring water quality, doing that assessment data, putting together, you know, some quick takeaways from that, and then moving towards the next stage of the production of bio remediation materials.
Now, there's another project that you're working on that's really interesting as well. And I mentioned one of the stats here, and that is that you've planted 125 coral reef stars. I'm just taking a look at your website. It's oceanpurposeproject.com. And you talk about the benefits of coral restoration. Where are you doing this? It's not in Singapore, but perhaps you can talk to us about how you got into this particular project.
Well, when I was a TV producer, I made a documentary about a company called Living Seas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the dive master from that company is called Leon Bui. We became good friends, and as COVID hit, Leon had actually been in Bali, and he got stranded in Bali. Oh, what a place to be stranded, right, during COVID.
I know, as somebody who would like really to be stranded in Bali, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I'm making light of it, but, you know, it was really tough. There were, in the area of Padang Bai, where his operations are based, there were no boats going out because no tourists, of course, right? Mm-hmm. And so Leon was like, Matilda, you know, I must alert you to something that's happening in the waters of Bali. There is indiscriminate trawler fishing that is just scooping up everything on the seabed. You know, it's leading to seabed desertification. And he said, you know, can you help me on this project and raise awareness on his 10,000 Coral Reef Stars project? And so I'm very glad to say that OPP has been one of his strongest supporters, you know, in trying to, you know, create these coral reef stars, which interlink with each other, and they will jam up any of these trawlers that are trying to remove all of that seabed. And it's bringing back corals as well as other forms of ecosystem to the area. Aside from the fact that it's improving the marine ecosystem, you know, Leon's boats during the past 2 years were the only ones that were giving employment to the people in Padang Bai. And of course, Living Seas is a Singaporean company. So I'm really glad that we are partnering with our, you know, sister Singaporean company to deliver that change and to pivot a lot of Indonesians in that town who traditionally would have been working for the trawler fishing companies or even for dynamite fishing, and saying, come on, guys, there is work in sustainability. There is work to protect our corals, and we can do this and balance purpose and profit together. So I must also give a shout out to Leon and the Living Seas crew, because they did exceptional work in educating and in, like, you know, being on site and driving that.
And that's one of my favorite phrases as well, balancing profits with purpose. Very quickly, Matilda, before we let you go, Hongbin has a question for you.
Yes, I do. So that was a great, inspiring rundown of what you guys do. So how can our listeners, including me, get involved?
Thank you very much, Hongbin. You can actually log on to our website, oceanpurposeproject.com. You know, doing a beach cleanup with us helps to fund our operations. Reaching out to us, you know, all the details are on our website and on our social media. It really helps us to further the mission. You know, really what we are trying to do is to put the coastal communities, especially the poor coastal communities, first, giving them the kind of tech, the kind of solutions that empower an entire community and not just solve one problem, which is maybe plastic pollution at sea. It's an ecosystem of solutions. So, you know, everybody from an orang laut to a marine researcher to, you know, even people who work in petrochem and oil and gas companies, we require all of that brain power to come together and ideate innovative projects and solution engineer. Time is done for looking at the problems. It's very important that we take action and take action in very measured ways. You know, that you can measure the KPIs, you can measure the impact and do it real time. So, you know, I think these are things that we drive. And if anybody is excited about taking action for our oceans, just reach out to us on our social media and on our website, oceanpurposeproject.com.
Wonderful. Well, Matilda, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today to share with us all about all the exciting initiatives that you're working on at Ocean Purpose Project.
Thank you, Rachel. And thank you so much to Money FM 89.3. Keep it right here.
That's right. We've been speaking with Matilda De Silva, CEO and founder of Ocean Purpose Project.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.